This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Delhi-Dehradun economic corridor from Dehradun this afternoon, along with the country's first variable-speed pumped storage plant of 1,000 megawatt capacity in Tehri. The corridor will strengthen regional economic growth by enhancing connectivity between major tourism and economic centres and creating new opportunities for trade and development. About 213-kilometre-long corridor has been developed at a cost of over 12,000 crore rupees. It passes through Delhi, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand and will reduce travel time between Delhi and Dehradun from more than 6 hours at present to about 2.5 hours. The corridor has been specially designed to significantly reduce human-wildlife conflict and includes an approximately 12-kilometre-long elevated wildlife corridor, one of the longest in Asia. Mr. Modi held a roadshow in Saharanpur, Uttar Pradesh, en route to Dehradun. The Prime Minister will also address a public meeting in Dehradun. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said when women become active participants in policy making and decision making, the journey towards a Vikasit Bharat by 2047 is strengthened. In a letter to India's Nari Shakti, Mr. Modi said in the next 2 days, on the 16th of April, Parliament will reconvene to discuss an important constitutional amendment relating to the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam. He expressed hope that the legislation will be passed in the House. He added that women from all over the nation are expressing their joy on getting a stronger opportunity to contribute towards building a Vikasit Bharat. The Prime Minister said the country's democracy will become stronger and more vibrant if the 2029 Lok Sabha elections and various assembly elections are held with women's reservation fully in place. The nation pays homage to the Chief Architect of Indian Constitution, Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, on his 136th birth anniversary today. Several functions have been organized throughout the country to mark the occasion. President Draupadi Murmu paid floral tributes at the portrait of Baba Sahib Dr. B.R. Ambedkar at Lok Bhavan, Gandhinagar in Gujarat. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Leader of Opposition in Rajya Sabha Mallikarjun Kharge, Union Ministers and Members of Parliament also paid tributes to Dr. B.R. Ambedkar at Prerna Sthal in the Parliament premises. President, Vice President and Prime Minister have extended wishes to citizens in India and abroad on the auspicious occasion of Baisakhi, Vishu, Vishuv, Bohag Bihu, Poila Boishak, Meshadi, Vaishakhadi and Puttandu. The President noted that through these festivals, citizens express their gratitude towards Mother Earth and Annadata farmers. The Prime Minister called on Vice President at Uparashtrapati Bhavan and conveyed greetings on the occasion of Puttandu, the Tamil New Year and Vaisakhi. In a social media post, Mr. Radhakrishnan said they discussed how Tamil Puttandu showcases the wisdom of ancestors and brings together tradition, family, spirituality and a disciplined way of life. Campaigning has reached a feverish pitch for assembly elections in West Bengal. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah will participate in various campaigns today. He is set to hold a roadshow in North Dinajpur's Kaliaganj and address public meetings in Gangarampur in South Dinajpur district, followed by rallies in Manikchak and Gazol in Malda to bolster support for BJP candidates. Trinamool Congress Chairperson Mamata Banerjee is scheduled to lead several election campaign programs across the state today. She will address public meetings at Pingla and Chavang in support of party candidates. This will be followed by a rally in Tamluk and another in Jagatpalapur. The Enforcement Directorate ED has arrested the Director of Indian PSC Consulting Private Limited IPAC, Vinesh Chandel, in a money laundering case. ED said the investigation initiated on the basis of an FIR registered by Delhi Police has revealed multiple instances of financial irregularities and various modes of money laundering by IPAC. In IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings will take on Kolkata Knight Riders in Chennai this evening at 7:30 p.m. Yesterday, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Rajasthan Royals by 57 runs in Hyderabad. And with that, we end this news bulletin.